We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Just mentioned Heinrich Harburg on the list of top tight ends in the country per one outlet. Saw someone was just texting in during the breaks. Is there updated odds on Nebraska-Cincinnati right now? I looked up right now.
Yeah, what are the numbers?
I think this opened at, what, 8 Nebraska? Maybe 8.5?
It's down to 6.5.
As of today, it's 6.5 Nebraska is the line as of this morning.
I don't know what I'd do there. We don't gamble.
The most interesting part of this game is going to be watch is Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. See what they look like. We have no idea.
They have a good tight end and a decent quarterback. Yeah. Sorsby's not bad.
Yeah, we don't know.
They have a big time, like, middle guard.
Yes, they do.
So we have
Corleone.
And like I said, the most alarming or concerning would be is that you have a coach backed into a corner. Because he's backed into a corner. He's not surviving this year. If they don't win. And to win this game probably almost gets him, projects him to another season. Really does. Because he'll probably, that means they're good enough to win 6-7 games or whatever it is, number of games. They're going to win some games. They lose this and lose bad. If it's a bad look and it's a 31-6 game, which could easily happen, as they're going home, the number one conversation by the pundits is, does he make the season?
Trouble.
Does he make the season?
That's $12 million buyout.
Yeah. Does he make the season?
I think it's about a $12 million.
Because that'd be his net. So, but always concerned about someone backed into a corner.
Yeah.
Always.
I want you guys to.
That's a big buyout for Cincinnati.
It is.
Yeah. I don't think Cincinnati's sitting there like that. They're not looking at Iowa State going, boy, you guys are in trouble. We're killing it. No. I'd love to get a Big 12 report.
Think about Iowa State if they had to pay a $20 million buyout. Yeah. How do you do it? Yeah.
Imagine this also, Iowa State.
They don't have the money right now.
Iowa State, clearly, in the same conference as Texas Tech, who's probably one of the most.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Moneyed.
Well-heeled. Well-heeled program in the country. They're ahead of so many Big Ten teams. I mean, they are. And think about that. You're in the same league. Like, okay,
what
now,
do you do?
Hey, Iowa State, now last year in the championship game. Hey, you got to beat Tech.
Right.
And it's like, well, hang on now, Mr. Athletic Director.
Right.
Do you understand what's going on down there at Tech?
Right.
You heard Deion going like that. Joey's got money.
Yep. Call him.
Well, that's the question.
Joey's got money.
I mean, I'd have that question for Dan. And how do you expect Fred to compete with the upper part of the Big Ten when he's at such a deficit in terms of what he can pay his guys? I don't know how I'm sure different ADs look at it different ways. If I was an AD, I'd have to adjust the way I think about it.
Yeah. If all of a sudden, if you're literally, if you're in the, that 9, 10, 11 range of payment, and then you finish third, incredible.
Now you're cooking.
You have to finish first. There's gotta be no, all of a sudden you're, but also if you're third or fourth and you finish 14th, things heat up on you really fast.
Right.
But boy, do those contracts matter now. I think you're going to keep seeing shorter ones. I really do. I think you're going to keep seeing where it's like, you know what? We got to do something here. We'll pay him well while they're, but all of a sudden it's like, I don't know what you do.
You can't do it like you used to. I don't think.
You can't.
Kirby's buyout's $118
million.
He'll be there for a long time. He'll be there.
Yeah.
I can't afford
it. 118.
Well, I had a question before we get out of here.
Please.
I was looking at the week one Big Ten slate, and I want you guys to guess something real quick.
Okay.
Nevada at Penn State. Want to guess the current spread in that game for Penn State?
36-5.
Woo! Hold on.
It's a 2:30 kick on CBS.
It's a high one. Nevada. I got a little aggressive there.
Nevada at Penn State. Bill said you said 36.5?
Yeah.
I think he's close.
45.5. Yeah. Penn State favored to beat Nevada.
Is Nevada that bad?
Saturday, August 30th.
I don't know, but I know this.
45?
If someone said you had to wager, Steve, you have to, who would you take?
Nevada.
I would, too. Anytime there's 45 points. If you happen to score a couple or they drop a punt or something happens, it's like also at the end of the game,
spread.
There's going to be a time they're going to be like, hey, let's play some people. Yeah. Let's get them in the game. You know,
that's a scary. I'd never even touch it. Like, why would you touch that game?
Enjoy the Hall of Fame game tonight. Lions, Chargers. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.